This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. This week, we've been speaking with members of the class of 2020. High school seniors are in such a weird place. They have all the concerns that younger kids have about friends and this moment transitioning into a different place in social life, plus the many adult worries about the pandemic and its deep economic ripples. Makes for anything but a fun summer, right? Today, we're catching up with Rodrigo Lopez Ruiz. He's a senior at Wyoming High School in West Michigan, and he joins us now. Hey, Rodrigo, welcome to Stateside.
Hey, how you doing, April?
Well, I'm all right. How about yourself? Is everyone in your family safe right now?
Yeah, fortunately, the virus hasn't got to anybody I know personally, so
yeah,
that's good.
I can't believe what this must be like for you. Not only are you graduating during a global pandemic and trying to wrap up your high school career, but you've also been working at a hospital as a food service worker. What have the past couple of months been like for you?
Well, working at the hospital, at first, it got really, really slow. So for the first month, I don't think we had any COVID patients. But after that, then I started seeing more people come in. They turned the whole unit and they filled it up with COVID patients out of nowhere. Like, that's when it hit me. When I seen a lot of people came in, that's when I was like, Oh, this is really a real thing. This is really happening.
For sure. I mean, you probably had to deal with a little different situation in the work environment in terms of the things you had to do yourself to stay safe, I'm guessing. Would you say that being a frontline worker in that way, would that caused a lot of anxiety for you?
Yes. Coming in, I felt like I was more exposed to be able to get the virus. So, like, I tried to stay as safe as possible. You know, I didn't want to bring it around. I didn't want to bring it home. I didn't want to bring it to my grandma or nobody.
What was your reaction when you realized that there was not going to be a graduation as originally planned?
Well, my first thought, I got really sad because I feel like I've been waiting for this moment for so long. I can remember back to like middle school, just like, oh, I want to be a senior. I want to graduate. I remember going to graduations like throughout high school of like classes that I already graduated. And I was just like, that's going to be me in 2 years. That's going to be me next year. And then I got to it and I was like, boom, it's gone. It hit me. But then they let out the news a couple weeks ago that they're planning on having graduation July 28th. So hopefully that goes on. Might not be normal, like might just be limited people, but it's better than nothing.
We're hearing this from a couple of different schools that they might try to, you know, put ceremonies off until July in the hopes that there'll be, you know, that the infection rate will be low enough by then that there won't really be a risk and that people can be there in person. Do you feel like you're kind of mentally preparing yourself in case that doesn't go off as planned as well?
Yeah, I don't know. It feels like I went from just being a high school student to like I'm just done with school. So I already went through the phase that I was like, oh, I'm not graduating. So if it doesn't happen, it's not going to hit me as hard as it did the first time. It's going to hurt to not graduate from high school, but I'm just looking down a bright side. I'm closer to graduate from college.
So your mom and your little sister are in Mexico. They moved down when you were still, I think, a sophomore in high school. I know your mom had originally planned to come up this month for graduation. What was her reaction when you told her that the ceremony wasn't going to happen then?
She was a little sad, but the plan now is after the July ceremony, my plan is to go down there and spend time with her and my little sister, because my little sister was probably the saddest. It was heartbreaking, the news to her, because she was like waiting. She was just waiting for like to see me. So,
you know, the situation in Mexico City is getting pretty intense right now. The hospitals are getting that overwhelm that some of us here know all too well from COVID cases. I know that they live a little outside the city, but do you feel nervous about traveling?
Yeah, I do. She lives outside the city, a little far from the city, so she said it's not bad there. But when I go, I want to go out and be able to visit places. So I'm just waiting to book my plane ticket. And if anything, I'll just go during the holidays. Because my plan was to go also in December. go down like right when winter break starts, because then I'll be able to get there for my mother's birthday, my little sister's birthday, and Christmas and New Year's and all that.
What's it been like being separated from them right now?
Oh, it's hard. It's hard because, like, sometimes she'll call me, I'll be busy, I'll be at work, so I can't communicate with her. And then when I call her back, she doesn't get all the best service. Sometimes I'm able to communicate with her. Sometimes I got to wait a couple of days to be able to talk to her, make sure she's all right. So it gets really hard sometimes, not knowing if she's fine at the moment.
I'm sure those spaces between conversations must seem pretty long.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk more about your plans for the fall. I know that you were initially pre-COVID, I should say, the plan was to try to get enrolled in a community college, right?
Yeah. Well, my first option was to try to head up to MSU right away. But when everything hit, I just decided to stay home for one more year. So now my plan is to get enrolled into GRCC. But one of my classes already got moved online, so I'm hoping to see how that's going to turn out.
It seems like you might still get to have sort of a college freshman experience next year if this is all passed. Is that something that you're looking forward to?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that just because I didn't get to finish my senior season, like actually go out and like go out with friends and do all the senior activities. I'm looking forward to doing all the kind of freshman activities, like go out and explore, go hang out, make new friends, get involved on campus.
This seems so different than the way a lot of people coming out of high school imagine their time right now. How do you keep yourself going through what you need to do day to day without just getting bogged down in the fact that part of the world is kind of on lockdown for the moment?
Well, I try to keep a positive mindset. I usually have a routine, daily routine, get up, go for a little jog just to stay in shape, spend time with family. I usually go to work. I just started also working at Walmart too, because I'm planning on leaving the hospital. So,
is there anything that you're doing to just keep yourself from going stir crazy and being bored inside right now?
I feel like I call people like I call my whole contact list like 2 times a day just to talk to somebody. Since I can't really hang out, I just start calling random people, just check up on them, see how they're doing. Just to get a conversation going. I think they're getting tired of me, but as long as I don't get bored, I'll just keep calling them.
Are a lot of your friends in a situation right now where they're, you know, they same as you, where like they're working and they had planned to do work over the summer before maybe trying to transition to something academically this fall?
Yeah. So a couple of them decided just to stay at GRCC for 1 year, but I know a couple of them, their plan is still to leave for the fall, but they're still waiting on to see how that everything's going to work out. They don't know if they're going to be allowed on campus or if sports will even be allowed, because some of them play sports, so they're still waiting to see if they will be able to play their sports or how everything's going to work out. So it left us with a lot of questions, you know.
Well, Rodrigo, thanks for talking to us about everything going on right now, and we wish you luck. I hope you manage to make it to see your mom and your sister this summer.
Yep, that's the plan, but thank you for having me.
Rodrigo Lopez Ruiz is a senior at Wyoming High School in West Michigan. Hearing Rodrigo talk about his work and his family, it really feels so true that a lot of the people most in harm's way right now are young people. We're so grateful that they're standing up and getting through this, figuring out ways to contribute and to get their lives started. We'd like to wish everyone in the class of 2020 all the best.